Just moving weiter in the halachas of Bishul Akum. This is packet base, your base. The first part on Afalav is entitled Shvachos Nachrios. When you have, we're up to Siv Dalid, when you have non-Jewish workers in your house, non-Jewish housekeepers, specifically non-Jewish servants. We'll see how that plays halacha lemaisa a little bit today. When you have a housekeeper, a babysitter, and so on, with regards to Bishul Akum. And we know, just to go over, that there is in general a sheet in Rishonim that holds when the cooking is taking place, Bebeso Shal Yisrael. That was the Rabbi Avram ben David, not the Rabbi Balasogos or the Rabbi of the Eshkol, but this Rabbi Avram ben David that the Mordechai calls Rabbi Avram or lines that the Tosas quoted, making a distinction that if the cooking is taking place in the house of the Jew, so then it's not a problem altogether. So how does this play with regards to housekeepers and babysitters and so on? Preparing food for the kids. So Tosas and Avodah Zarah, just to go over, we had it already, but Tosas is the first of the sources of Avodah Zarah, Lamed Chesed Aleph, Divrei HaMashal, Ela Midrabanan. Tosas quotes, Omar Arba ben Avram Rav David, Devadai Shloka Asasu Kachamim, Kisha Ove Kachamim, Mevashlam Beveso. The whole Gzeir of Bishul Akum is only when the guy cooks it in his house, he invites the Jew to partake of that food. Alba Kishu Mevashal Beveso Shei Yisrael. But he's cooking in a Jewish home. You have a guy cooking in a Jewish home, Ein Lachash is no concern. Why? Ein Lachash Lola Chasnos. He holds there's no problem of even of chasnas because it's in the Jewish home. It's again, it's a little hard to understand why, but maybe because you know that's not the relationship that you have in that forum when the goy is just a cook. And we're also not worried about the other concern that we mentioned with regards to Bishul Akum, namely they're going to put in, the goy is going to put in non-kosher ingredients, but there's a Jewish home, so there are non-kosher ingredients. However, that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Avraham David, but lo ho, Rabbeinu Tam did not agree. The Vaday Kevin Shavu Kol Mevasha Lo Chilku Chachamim Klal. The Chachamim did not make any distinction between Rishus Yisrael, Rishus Shavu Chachamim. Gila Olam Yeshlochos Shema Lo Yizor Gam Beisal Shi Yisrael Kama Beisal Shavu Chachamim. Rabbeinu Tam said the Gzeira applies across the board, and we're not to make no distinction whether whose house the cooking was done in. And so just to go back, we had that at the beginning of the Siman, it's in Kufir Gimel, but in Sif Aleph, we had it already, but we printed in the source too. Dover she'en erecho kamo shuchai. The gam ola shulchum alachum lafas bos hapas ola parperes. It has the other two criteria are met, meaning it's not edible raw, and it's something which is fit to be served at a state dinner. Shabishlo ovid gululim, a koi cook. Afilo bechli Yisrael, ube beis Yisrael. Even if it was cooking in Jewish utensils and pots and pans, and even beis Yisrael, also mishum bishlo ovid kachavim. We pass going to time against this, Rabbeinu Avram. So said the Shulchan Aruch. The question is, what about if you have shvachos, you have workers, non-Jews who cook or something in the house? So this is a chuvas in third, source, we have Tshuvas Rashba Michosos L'Ramban. It's a collection, one of the volumes of Tshuvas Rashba were attributed to some of the, one of the volumes of the Tshuvas attributed to the Ramban. This one is actually, is from the Ramban. Okay? It says in the opening, Od Zos HaTshuva Heshiv HaRamban Zal Rabbeinu Yonah Zatzal. Okay, this is a Tshuva the Ramban wrote to Rabbeinu Yonah. Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah were cousins. And they communicated with each other. I think, what, Rabbeinu Yonah married Ramban's daughter or something, they were related. But anyway, so and he calls him Isha Lukim Kodoshur Abba Chos Rabbi Yonah. Okay, so he writes a true to Rabbi Yonah. And the Rabban writes, V'gam be'inyan bishloi nochum daiti ani, my opinion is she'ein asurin b'shvachos halolu ha'knuyos lam. The whole Gzeir of Bishul Akum does not apply to shvachos whom we own. Okay, and I'm not going into now the moral issue of slavery, but we know that there was such a concept that existed in the whole world, not just in the Americas, it existed everywhere, that people owned the slaves. So there were Jews who had the non-Jewish servants in their home. The slaves may be too strong, but servants, you know, okay. I mean, again, I'm not going to that issue now, but we know that it exists and existed. And so therefore the Ramban writes, the servants that we have in the home, the whole Gzera of Bishul Akum doesn't apply. The Malacha, the Avod Aral Malacha the Yisrael, because that which the guy is doing, he's doing it as an arm, so to speak, of the Jew. He's doing it because that's his job in the household. And that's what he has to do as a servant in that home. So therefore, it's like the Yisrael did it. And therefore, umuzer all of the Shabbos min haTorah. And they're not allowed to have that non-Jew do work for you on Shabbos, not because of the Amir L'Nachri, but because it's part of Shabbos. It says in the Seder Sedibro, so lo sasa l'cho melocha, ato b'incho b'techa, avdocha v'amoscha. Right? Not the Gzeir D'Rabbanan of Amir L'Nachri. Mirlakum. No, I mean, even without that, and when you have that doesn't apply. That rule regarding Shabbos does not apply to Stam and non-Jew. Then we have a din of Amir Lenachri and whatever that becomes Mutter and so on. That's a din de Rabbanon Amir Lenachri. But here we have a din de Raisin that says a Dibros that if the servant that's part of your household that you in effect own, Evet Kanani, so then they're Muzer in terms of Shabbos, even though they don't have to keep Shabbos, but in your home they have to keep Shabbos. Milese Bichlal Nochri Narban says that they're not in the category of regular non-Jews. Vehilchach Lese Bichlal Gzeres Didhu V'chein Nogu. So that's the opinion of the Ramban, again, in that Shuvah Michosos Ramban and Simon Reish Pei Dalet. But again, this Shuvah actually is from the Ramban, that therefore he says it's cooler that it doesn't apply to Shvachos HaKnudos Lano. Rashbo himself disagrees in at least two Shuvahs I printed here. So it's four Shuvahs, Rashbo Chelik Aleph Simon Samach Ches. He was here, Shelo Shvachos Elo HaKnudos Lano. He's just about the same category of Shvachos HaKnudos Lano. Imdinan Ke'ever Oral Acher Shem Knudos Lamaisi Adayim. Okay, they didn't have the same exact ownership as an Eved, but you own their work. In other words, they were workers. They had to work for you. You didn't own them in the sense, perhaps, of Dinim. I don't go into that now distinction. But anyway, he was asked this question. And do all the Xeris apply to them? So the Rashbo answers, I'm not sure with regarding what halacha l'maisa ramification you're asking about. Talking about Shvisa on Shabbos, there were Metzuba on Shvisoson. Okay. So that's what he says. Some say, some say that nowadays, when the Rashbo wrote, we don't have that din regarding Shabbos, Elim Kenu Eved Toshav, Kloma Shekibel Shivim Say Noach, din of Mamish and Eved Kanani, let except Shevim Say Noach, and that our servants today are different. The Rashbo is writing, okay, V'yeshlam V'yeshiyismachu. But he doesn't agree with that. He says, Eladaiti, Shain Daiti Notakim, Elakola Vodim Arelim, all the non-Jews shall be Chal Shriso Nachtenu. We have to observe, they have to observe Shabbos. Again, they're part of our Shriso of Shabbos based on that Pasuk of Abduchov Amoscha and so on. Ela, Ve'ainze Makom Richtu Vishaloba Shos Choseh. Vadai Hare Hain Bechal Xeris Magon, Beyayin Shal Yisrael, Begrinos, Bechal Kola Xeris. The Rabban, rather the Rashbo himself, even though we saw in the other Tshuvah, the Tshuvah's Mechosis and Reish Pei Dalet, here in the regular Tshuvah's Rashbo, Chelek Aleph Siman Samech Ches, the Rashbo says that our servants today, regards to Shabbos is one din, but regards to touching wine and all the cheese, Gvina Sakom, Kol Hagzeres, okay, they are included in the din of Bishul Akum, not like the Ramban, okay? There are some Rabbi Sainu, and that was Rashbo's own Rebbe, the Rabban, held that there's not a problem of, Bishalakim with them. Let's recall, says the Rashbo, the whole Gzera was to prevent Chasnas. What's the whole concern? The whole concern for Chasnas is that the guy, out of his own goodwill, out of his own, magnanimous heart is willing to cook for a Jew and bring him food and so on. So that creates kirav das. That creates a relationship. However, here, ba'elu osin ben yirtzu ben lo yirtzu. These people who are servants in a Jewish home, they're not doing it out of the kindness of their heart. They're doing it because that's their responsibility. They have to do it. They're not doing it out of any, magnanimous feelings and so on. They want to create a relationship. No, that's the end. They're doing it when they want to cook or they don't want to cook. That's their job. They have to do it. They're servants. Okay. Therefore, but ain't kirv das. There's no kirv das, and therefore there's no gzeres chasnas. So that defends the Yesh Marab Seinu, like the Ramban. So it doesn't apply to these people. The whole gzeres chasnas was to minimize social interaction. Okay, and social interaction means when a guy, he's having a nice barbecue on the 4th of July, he invites you to come over and, I got kosher food, and he'll use a kosher grill or whatever. Okay, but that fosters a relationship. The Jew is doing it. Mirtzono la'avas ha'Yisrael, to show his affection and his friendship with the Jew. That's the problem. But here, that's not the case. So therefore, the Rashbo writes that would mitigate against applying Bishul Akum to this case. However, he concludes, when we call Mokom, ein divrei mechuvarim beinenu. I don't think that sheet is correct. Ve'ein anu somchin azeh, we don't rely on it. Elo shenogim anu isur bebisholim bebishuleim. We will apply the Gzera and the Isra of Bishul Akum even to these servants. I feel with the Eved. And even if they cooked it already, we shouldn't eat it. That's the Rashbo in that Shuvah. In a different Shuvah, Source 5, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tov, Kuf, Chof, Beis. Rashbo writes, Beitz, Siman Dogim, Shabishon, Goy, and so on. So he talks about Bishul Akum, and he writes also, Goy, Goy, Eved, Vishivcha, Shal Yisrael, doesn't make a difference. All included in the Gzera. Okay, presuming it has the other qualifications in that. Dorm she'en mechal posh and chayin shurur laos hashulchan malachim. Okay, you know, it's not going to be more strict than other bishul akam or the other criteria met. Asurinly saw mishum bishul agayim the fila ba'avdo v'shivchaso osulafi daiti. Rashbor reiterates his opinion here that even by an eved by shivcha we have this gzera of bishul akam ukvar kosafti zibrayas and so on and so forth. So that's the opinion of the Rashbor against the Ramban. The machlokas we've shown him whether the Isser Bishul Akam applies to servants in a Jewish home. The Ra'oah in the Bet HaKabayis on the Taurus HaBayis I printed, and Rashba has in the Taurus HaBayis also, but I quote him in the Tshuva, it's pretty clear. You look at number six, Bet HaKabayis on the Taurus HaBayis by Gimel Shar Zion kind of has a middle position. He said, Od Shamati, source six, Od Shamati B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Noach Zal, She'ein Dish Din B'Shulei Nochum Ba'avdo V'Shivchosa K'nuyim Lo. Some say, quote this, the Rishon also, like the Ramban, that there's no din of Bishul Akum by an Eved or a Shivcha that you own, okay? Because again, they're cooking because they have to. It's their job. They're not doing it out of any friendship, okay? Kevin Shema Sehem, they're a kafir. That's right. They're forced. They're obligated to do it. It's not any, you know, generous spirit or, you know, a gesture of friendship. They're doing it because they have to, okay? Then, Lo Shaya Chocha Ikubi Daita, no problem, Kirav Das. But then he writes, Umeira Morab and Emotions are Roy Dvorab. That's Ramban, probably. He accepts that opinion. However, Afopishain Roy Saskin Chatchila, the Evid Mutter. Rosh Ra'oah says, okay, so we can rely on that Kula Bidi Evid. Not like Rosh Boah. Look at the Rosh Boah, look at the end of four. Rosh Boah, that Chuba Chelikav Sim Samaches. He writes, Shinogim Ono Isu Bishoma Filo Bidi Evid. Okay, the Rosh Boah asked him Bidi Evid. And the Ramban seems to be Matir ibn Lechatchila, so the Ra'oah is kind of a middle position. He said we shouldn't rely Lechatchila on that Kula, but B'dieved, it's okay. That's the Shita of the Ra'oah. Look in the Orchas Chaim, Hilchos Yisur Macholos Os Samach Zayin, 7. While Inyan B'shul Yogam Kosov HaRamban, B'tshu B'shela Daiti She'enis B'shrochos Ol K'nis Lanu. Okay, and so he quotes that Ramban. On the other hand, you know, verbatim, and we don't have to read the whole thing, but again, Barabar Aaron Alevi, second to last line of Orchas Chaim, the Ra'oah, right? Cost of Afal Pisha Das no Teletvarev. The Ra'oah seems to lean like the Ramban, but he writes, Bal Nefesh Roy Lahachmer Latzmo. And he writes, Uchein Nami Kosa Rashbo. And that's like the Rashbo. I saw the Rashbo said, even the Evid is no good. Okay. Rashbo writes, Anonigim Sib Bisholam, I feel with the Evid. And the Ra'oah, you know, the Orchas Chaim seems to equate the Ra'oah with Rashbo in this matter. I don't quite see it that way because the Ra'oah, at least the text that we have, the Ra'oah wrote to the end of six, he wrote the Evid Mutter. And the Rashbo at the end of the four wrote, "Afilu b'dieved, it'll be awesome." Okay, so that's a machlokas. But again, halacha lemaisa. So let's remember, there really now, if you think about it, there are two issues here with the non-Jewish servant in the Jewish home. One is the issue raised by Rabbeinu Avraham and David, the Tosfos quotes, that forget about a shivcha, even a regular, independent, you know, free non-Jew, not working in the Jewish home. He's makel even there if it's done b'veisa shal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Tam didn't agree, but that's one kula, that even b'veisa shal Yisrael, a regular non-Jew. And then there's the other issue of shvachos. So the issue of a heter aruch in Shar Mem Gimel, Os Yud Gimel, 8. The Yisrael sheyesh lo shivcha en Yehudis, mevashalo, regilos hanoshim lios motzo etzel eishmach shirinosos. One thing he says is that in general, and this is the way it was in the olden days, and something to keep, you know, you had a fire burning all day. Okay, especially in winter, but even this cooking fire was burning all the time. Not like us, okay, we come, we turn it on, and you cook, and then a half hour later, you shut it off. Okay, the fire was burning all the time, and people walked by and would throw wood in to keep the fire going, right? People would always toss in stuff, like I mentioned, Rasul Salanti used to throw a toothpick in, you know, just to save people from the Yisr of Bishul Akum and Pasakum and so on. But in general, there was, you know, there was a big fire, whether it was a in the person's courtyard or whatever, and family members, if people would walk by, they'd throw something in to keep the fire burning, keep the fire going. So he says that even though the shivcha might be cooking, but this Vehetta says, but there, you know, there are Jews around, right? The women in the house are around. So even though they're not doing the actual cooking, it's not unusual. They probably toss stuff in, he says. L'chol ha'pochos, yizor l'hachshir pamachos b'yom. The Rabbeinu Tam, osar atavshil, afilu b'dieved, let's remember, Rabbeinu Tam answered, even in the house of the Jew. Okay, so the Jew better contribute. That's the Yad Yisrael B'Emtzah, which we'll talk about again. But Rabbeinu Tam says you can't rely on the fact that he disagreed with this Rabbeinu Avraham Bar David, and he didn't accept this kula. Al I'm not sure who Resh Mem Aleph is, but Rav Yoh, it says here Rav Yoh Merolines. It probably means Ravid. It probably means Ravid Merolines. That's again, that's what the Mordechai called this. I mean, Avraham and David, that the Tosan of Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Ches quoted. So back in the source one, so that's a probably printing mistake when it says here in the Yisro Heter Rav Yoh Merolines probably means the Ravid. Anyway, but that's another kula. In other words, even if the Jew didn't participate, even if you don't accept the kula of the of you know, in terms of shvachos, but you also have the kula of the Ravid Merolines. Okay, and so on. So therefore, the Maram Gutenberg quotes Shemutu b'diavad kaven she'asta eish mina eish and isham esvul. Then there's another kula. Remember that if you continue the fire, even from yesterday's fire, we talked about that last week. You know, it was already burning. Okay, now it went out, but it's still hot. And so now you just increased the embers and so on. So we had that kula as well. So a number of different kulas on this matter. The Beis Yosef here by us is Mekuf Yud Gimel, source 9, right? It's Vera'ah, the Ra'ah we just saw, Kosov Afal Pisha Dais Nas Notel Advarv, even though the Ra'ah seems to lean towards the Ramban, that we can make it with Shvachos HaKnuyos, but Baal Nefesh Ro'ah L'Hachman HaTzom HaChen Kos Rashbo, and so on and so forth. So that's the, the Rashbo is Machmer, even with the Evid, and it quotes those chuvas that we saw before. However, the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, here in Yoredei Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, in Oz Aleph, in source 10, Ramah writes, quotes the Issa V'Heter, because of the Dafka L'Chatchila, okay, the Ramah that we just saw, the Issa V'Heter, that was in source 8, in Sharmem Gimel, Oshim Gimel, he says, only L'Chatchila, we should be Machmer, but B'di'evet, says the Darkei Moshe, Bishlo Shivcha B'Veis Yisrael, B'di'evet Somchen, we can rely on it because you have the other shita of Rabbeinu Avraham David. Yeah, the Rabbeinu Tam didn't agree. But B'di'evet, he says there are more rights. We have that shita as well. Done B'Veis Yisrael. So it's two things really, again, two kulas. Okay? So therefore he says, Avalim Bishol Shivcha B'Veis Yisrael, B'di'evet, Tzom Kanal Dibar Rabbeinu Avraham, Shemate B'Shol Yigom B'Veis Yisrael. V'Agol Sardur B'Shem Amarai, that's from Sadeshan, B'Kama M'Komos Nogin, L'Hate L'Anech Shvachos Goyis L'Vashal L'Atzos B'Bayis, B'Ein Shokhin B'Tavshal B'Tzli Klal. And because the minig around where he was, okay, was that they let the non-Jewish workers, the non-Jewish servants, prepare the food, and they don't throw anything in. They don't ain't shulchan yad b'tah. The Jews have nothing to do with it, okay. Efshe shesam kuaha the efshe shulichat the echad b'nei habayis b'gacholim. Again, he says maybe because it's impossible. There was such a common practice. The Jew wasn't doing anything while the food was cooking, but he contributed to the fire. Because somebody walks by, it throws something in the fire. So therefore, the Eish was, even though the, right now nothing was cooking, but the later Eish that's used for cooking came from this Eish as well. So they rely on that. Okay, says the Ramah. Even a little bit of stoking helps. You weren't doing it for the purpose of being matir the food. In those days, you had a fire burning, so people would always throw wood in there. Tension is on the wood, and it's to keep the fire going, not necessarily to circumvent the problem of Bishul Akum. It wasn't the intent. Nonetheless, the Ramah said, it wasn't your intent to do anything that had to do with food preparation. You just wanted to keep the fire going, so you tossed some wood in. No, so that's enough to render it the fire, not the fire made by a Jew, and therefore it happened to be that it'll circumvent the Bishul Akum problem, even though it wasn't your goal. Your goal was not to participate in the cooking. That's Ki Efsher. You know, the Chitu said, it's enough. I feel Asobelo Kavana, Mechenu Makobo. So how do we paskin? So we look in Sif Dalet here by us in Sif Kuf Yud Gimel, source 11. Yesh mitam misha mater b'shvacho shalano v'yesh misha osar filo b'dievet. End of Mechaber. That doesn't help us, ostensibly. But he said, it's a machokas. There's those are mater b'shvacho shalano. That was Ramban. And those who agree with him, yesh misha osar. And that's the Rashba. So the usual klal, Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes, he doesn't tip off which way he holds, but the usual, one of the klalei apostolim, one of the klalim of the Shulchan Aruch, is when he has two shitas like that, he's passing like the second one. Okay, passing like the second one. When there's two yesh omrims, so he says like the second one. So here, the yesh mishal, so he's saying like the Ramban, like the Amasar, like the Rashbo, and it's also a filah of the Eved. However, there are more rites. So that's the Ram, again, the Mechaber doesn't clearly state what he's, what his psak is, but he's, he one of the rules is that he paskin when he has quotes two yesh omrims, he's paskin like the second one. Then there are more ads with the eved, but with the eved, yesh lismocha diva matirin. But the food was cooked already, he said, with the eved, you can rely on the matirin. And then he writes, v'afil lechatchila nogin lehokel b'beis Yisrael, shashvachos v'avodim v'vashem b'beis Yisrael, ki e f shushali chate echam rabbis mat. And Ramor writes that even lechatchila, b'diavad, you can rely, okay, maybe on Rabbi Avraham and so on. But now the Ramor writes in loaded words, and again, it's been okay to us, halacha lemaisa, the Ramor writes, it's Ashkenazim, again, afil lechatchila noagil hakel b'Yisrael, shashfachos v'avodim v'vashos b'Yisrael, that there are servants in Jewish homes who do the cooking, okay, in the Jewish house. And there are people who rely on it. And he writes, the reason is, ki e'efshur shal yechata echad me'abayis ma'at, because somebody's going to, it's e'efshur. It's not like us today, you walk by, oh, you'll adjust the flame. That's not done today, but at least in those days, again, people would walk by and toss stuff into the fire. Now, it's interesting that the Ramah does not write, again, you look carefully, go back for a moment to the Ramban, okay, the Tshuvas from Yechosos, the Ramban, and again, this is from the Ran, it's in Reish Pei Dalad, okay, in source 3, he says, he's specific to write the words, "Bishvachos halalo haknuyos lano." Rashba in that tshuva, in the first of the tshuva, Chelik Aleph in Samachesim 4, also writes, "Shem knuyos lamaisi adam." We're talking here about servants that we have some sort of ownership over. They're servants in our home. Okay, however exactly the structure is, but they're servants in a Jewish home. Ramah doesn't say that. He says just nogel hakav beis Yisrael. Does he mean the same thing? Does he mean those that are knuyos lano? The nafkamina would be today, when we certainly don't own the people in our home, even when you have a live-in housekeeper. Okay, you don't own her. She can go home when she wants. She can quit whenever she likes. You don't own her. Okay, it's a job. You're paying her. Right, so that's a question. So the Taz, in source 12, the Taz, in Sikot and Gimel, here writes, shvachos shalano, he writes, pirish haknuyos lano. No, he said, that's what the Ramah means. Ramah is only talking about the kula of the Ramah that we can rely, even lechatchila. Again, that's the Ramah, right? He said, "Bidi Evid, we can list one of the Ramah." Then he writes, you know, look at the end of 11. Then the Ramah writes, here in Siftalot, Ramah writes, "Afil lechatchila nogin lehakel b'beis Yisrael," right? Even lechatchila can be makel. The Taz said, yeah, that's talking about the shvachos, the servants, haknuyos on umuz horin anu amalachtam b'shabbos min haTorah. Again, not just because of Amir Nochi, but they're part of, you know, that's what the Ramah is talking about. However, says the Taz, it's not talking about non-Jews who are hired for X amount of time. Okay? So that's an important limitation. The Taz says the Ramah means only talking about women, you know, servants, not servants who actually have some sort of bylaws, some sort of ownership over, as opposed to Ovdekom Shem Niskarim Li Yisrael. Again, they're hired out. They're hired. You're paying them. They have a job. They're housekeepers or whatever. They're paying. You know, you get paid. They go home and they're doing their job. But it's not. It's not that the Jew owns in any way the non-Jew. Okay, but he does point out that the Issev Hetta, which Ramah quotes, because of Gam Be'elah Hatibidiyah, but again, the Issev Hetta we saw is even with those kinds of housekeepers who are paid, you know, again, the model we have today, babysitters, housekeepers in the house, they can cook B'diyavid, you can rely on it. Again, because you have that Rabbeinu Avraham of David, who says that as long as it's in the Jewish home, it's okay. Okay, Issev Hetta, because of Gam Be'elah Hatibidiyavid. We don't pass like that. Rely on that b'di'evid. Okay. Now, as a side point in Sivkot and Dalits, again, the Ramah said because e'efshur that someone won't throw something to the fire, even though it's not his intention to contribute to the cooking process anyway, but he does contribute to the fire. That's what the Taz in Sivkot and Dalits writes from the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe. He wasn't trying to be mate the food. It wasn't his intention at all. And so on. That's what I'm all right. But it should be something you contributed to add to the fire. We'll talk about what that contribution is. The Shach, it's in Cotton Zion, is bothered, okay, by, you know, this whole Ramah, going back to the end of 11. The Ramah said, "Afilachatchila nogin lahakka b'beis Yisrael." Okay, so the Taz says, yeah, we're talking about there the shvachos that are knuyos lano. So, one second, but you know, the Shach lived in Krakow in Poland in the 1500s. Okay, Jews did not own servants in the 1500s in Krakow, Poland. This wasn't, you know, maybe in the days of Ramban, you know, in Spain and so on and so forth. But the what is the Ramah talking about? The Ramah says, "Afilu chatchila no'gin l'haka." No'gin l'haka means nowadays. So the Taz says, "Yeah, pure shakli yisalam." A little schwer. I mean, that the Ramah was talking about that Ramah, where the Ramah lived, that was not the practice. That was not the standard. It was didn't own.
Where did the Taz live?
Yeah, it's a good question. The Taz also in the same area, so I don't know. Okay, he said. So, but hold the thought. We'll have to figure out. But that's what the Shach is, is wondering about. So the Shach in Sukkot and Zion. It was also in the same area, yeah. So the Shachlo and Sukkot and Zion, Shekinu Yisrael, the Melacha of the Kavim of Yisrael, Umuzah v'Shabbos, and so on. So he also mentions that, okay, that must be what Ramah is talking about. There's a problem, though. And that's the quote from the Ramban. He says, and he quotes the Beis Yosef, Dr. Moshe, Bahana Shvachos Mar Mechaber, Avalo B'Shvachos Shalonu, Sheba'artzos Elu, on the third line of Zion, 13, the third line of Zion, Sheba'artzos Elu, She'ein Knu Yisraelonu, Rakshin Niskaru Lashana, right? Our servants nowadays, they don't belong to us. We don't own them. We hire them for a year, whatever the time is. Ein Anu Muzhar Nalem B'Shabbos. They're not included in Lo Sasa Chamalacha, you know, Avdachav Moscha, B'Shabbos person, which is Borba Chayim Simon Shindalim, the case of Abach and the Bach and so on. Okay? So, Lefizeh, Masha Kosov Harav, the Be'evet, Yeshlismach, the Rema term, Lo Asi Shapir Shvachos Shalanu. Says the Shach, that which Ramos says, that we can rely and so on and so forth. Even Chatchila doesn't work with our shvachos. We don't own them, and that's not the case where we are. So what's he talking about? And you can ask the Aranis, what about the Taz and so on? So the Ramah, the Shach Rada gives four ways to learn this Ramah, four explanations. One, Mitzarech Lomar, the Koya Shvachos, the Mayri HaMechaber. You're right, the Shach wasn't talking about where he lived. But maybe in Eretz Yisrael or in the, you know, the Arab lands and so on, where we know historically there was slavery longer in those countries. But anyway, you know, so he's saying what the Ramah was commenting on the Mechaber. When the Mechaber says, Yesh Mishamata B'Shvachos Shalonu, so he was talking about that's what the Mechaber said. Ramah wrote, In which case, you're right, we don't have that. In the case what the Mechaber was talking about, Yesh Mishamata B'Yavid. Talking about those shvachos and taki do own that even though in a chanami that's not okay where we live, okay, says the shach and explain to Ramah, we don't have it, but he's commenting on what the mechaber is talking about, right? That's one approach. So the kai shvachos the mechaber, oritzon alam, our approach number two, another possibility, yesh lismo chadiva miturim matirim bevishal of the kama beis Yisrael, who das rabbeinu Avram sheva tor bechein kaz bedarkei Moshe toras chatas. Okay, that's another approach. No, he is talking about our shvachos. We don't own them, but he's talking about the heter, the kula, or Ben Avram. It's a little difficult because that kula seems only to the Yeved, but maybe the Mechaber says, maybe the Ramah is saying, Yesh Lismoch al Dibra Amatirin. One second. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he means, well, one second. See, that language, it's just called the material. That's the, so I don't know, maybe the Mechaber is, maybe there are more comments on that. He's saying that that's a Reno Avram. Okay. Although that seems to be the Evid, the Ramah's language, like Achilas. I don't fully understand the second answer. Okay. Again, he's always, or someone, the Yeshua's called the material, and be sure of the common base Yisrael. He's talking about base Yisrael, but that's a Das of Reno Avram. Good. But that was only b'di'evet. Why would he say lechatchila? Okay. A third approach is inami. Okay. Yes, I'm not sure I can get the second one. Yeah. The third approach requires further thought. All right. The third approach is inami. Harav lo dikdek b'zeh, the ikar of the milsa samich atayma the efsha sholichata echon rebayis ma'at. When he says lechatchila, okay, the noagin lachel, that's because of what he says at the end. Because the fact is that people are always, it has nothing to do with ownership, okay? It has nothing to do with your own eved, your own eved, that's not the issue. Okay, that's why the Ramah says it applies even to our shvachos. It's got nothing to do with ownership. It's got to do with the fact that a Jew, Vadai, was involved in the lighting or maintaining of the flame. That's why it's mutter. Nothing to do with owners and economy. Then that'll apply to our shvachas also. Okay, then that's what he means. Okay, there are more talking about it. You have to read the whole sentence. He says, the Parshat Shah, right? He's one long sentence. He's saying that Ramo is saying that it's mutter, nothing to do with the ownership of the non-Jew. It's a servant, not a servant, doesn't matter. Since Yad Yisrael Bamsa, a Jew participated in the fire, you know, in kindling or maintaining the fire, that's okay. All right. But the fourth approach is Ayin B'Israel Hetashal Maharshal. He quotes from the Maharshal. Okay. The Maharshal doesn't like it, but at least it's a Svara. Maybe Chuas Ramban, he quotes a Chuas Ramban, the Yeshmer Abbasinah Matir Mishrach Mitam, the Ainis Mishrach Elaba Osem Mirtsono, Mishum Gzeres Chasnes. Aval Elo Ashvachos Avadam Shalom Shosim Balkorcha, May Yitzu May Lir, Elo Yitzu Ain Bezek Kirav Das. Well, that svara can apply to a hired worker as well. A hired worker is also not cooking or, you know, doing those things in the household because they want to. They want to get paid, but they're not doing it out of friendship or out of camaraderie to establish a relationship. In other words, the same svara, which in that Shuvas Ramban quoted to be mater, the shvachos whom we own, What's the kula based on? The kula is based on, as I said before, that the goy is not doing this out of the kindness of his heart or to create any kind of relationship we're doing, because that's his obligation. When you hire someone, they're also not doing it out of the kindness of their heart. They're doing it because that's what they have to do. That's their job. Okay? And therefore, it's not going to be an kirav das. Now, the Marshal wrote, 3 lines on the bottom, 13, we're calling ein devar mechubarim, and on some kind of that, ononogim iser afil b'devar al-kanoshono. Okay, but perhaps, you know, perhaps that's what the Ramo meant also. The Ramo meant, you know, that maybe there's some, at least by the evidence, again, he says, maybe it can be a somech on the fact that the people are doing their job. So they're not doing it out of any sense of creating relationship and so on. So the whole kiruv das doesn't apply. So those are different approaches with the Ramo meant. Lamaisa, we aren't makel today with housekeepers, okay, to say that they can do cooking. I mean, unless we're talking about cooking things which, let's say, reheating is not an issue. I get the shot all the time. You get the Goyish babysitter, the Goyish housekeeper is going to feed the kids. So if they're making macaroni and cheese, something like that, that's probably not the whole Shulchan Aruch. Well, they cook up vegetables, meat, and water. It's also, it's not, you know, Inon Echol Kamo Shulchai. So a lot of times you have those coolers, but the reheating stuff. Reheating, taking the stuff out that's cooked and just reheating, it's already fully cooked. It's not a problem. So there are coolers, but that the goy should cook from scratch, so to speak, and that does not seem to be allowed. It's something which is olal shulchan malachim. We don't rely on any of these coolers in terms of that. Okay, so much that's what we have here in Sif Dalet. Move on to Sif Hey. So here we talk about the question of Yad Yisrael Be'emtza. Yad Yisrael, the Jew participating. So here we have a Gemara, okay, on Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph. We saw it already. Maybe we didn't see this, I'm not sure. It's all in the same sugya. The Gemara says the following, 14. Gufa Amar Rabbi Rechana, or Rechanan Bar Ami Amar Rabbi Tos, whatever it was, Amar Yochanan, Hai Ove Kochavim the Chorich Resha. The guy was burning or singeing the head. Okay, we're talking about an animal which was shechted, Kedasa Kedin, kosher animal. Okay, and then the non-Jew was singeing the head to get rid of it. Okay, and meanwhile, cooked something else, cooked the ear, another part of the meat. So, Shari lemechal af minei afilu marosh une. Okay, look at Rashi there in Avodah Zarah, because 15, Rashi said, Sha'ozen racha, the ear is very soft, cooks easily, b'chari chasa, afilu hoki, shari hova, become lola vashel niskavim. Very important point. The goy was not intended to cook that part of the, getting rid of the burning, get rid of that part of the meat. Okay, so that's one. Omar Avina. So that's point number one. That's the name of Yochanan, that apparently the guy has to be subject to the Xer Bishalakum. The guy has to be doing it for the sake of cooking. Here he wasn't cooking, he was trying to singe or burn it, you know, to be able to get rid of it. Okay, it was a different purpose. Now, Omar Avina, Hilchach, the second line of 14, is still in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Ches, Omar Avina, Hilchach, Chayav Vechom, the Shoda Sichsa. Okay, he wanted a Sichsa, like a peg or a stick or something. Okay. And he put it in the fire for the purpose of you know, I'm doing something, sichel atuna, okay, you put it in the oven to dry it out for some other purpose. Meanwhile, the cover by Yisrael, kara mekar, the Jew had a gourd, a squash, a sweet, whatever, something cooking in there. Now, the goy put, you know, put something in there for the purpose and increase the heat, whatever. Is that Bishul Akon? Or is it Shabbat Dami? It's okay, no problem. Or is it Pshita? Pshita. Mao, the same with the Shul Menachav Mechavin. Okay. Kamashon Shurim Menachav Mechavin. I might have thought, well, he just wanted to heat something up, right? So he was only doing it just to dry out the stuff. It's not a problem with Bishul Akon. Look in Rashi. Okay. Next page, the Shadda Sikhsa. Liv Shabbatana, something Liav Shabbatana, to dry something out in the oven. Recover by Yisrael Kara Mekara. Vehitmin, says Rashi, Vehitmin Yisrael Batana Delas, Haya Kodem Shusakatana. The guy, the Jew had put this in there. Okay, he's going to cook it later. Meanwhile, he put it in, he wrapped it like a sweet potato, something like a baked potato. He put it in tinfoil and he put it inside. He didn't turn it on yet. Meanwhile, now the guy turned it on, but not for the purpose of cooking that sweet potato, but for the purpose of drying out his peg, whatever he wanted to do. Meanwhile, the food got cooked. Morris said, Shaper Dummy, that's okay. It's not a problem. Bishlak, we will Lamaisa, the guy cooked it. But it doesn't matter. Ho says Rashi, Ho, overcome Lolovas on his coven. He had the guy had no intention whatsoever of cooking that food. He was trying to, he put a stick or something in there to dry it out, and that's why he lit the fire. Mamela, it happened to be that also cooked that Jew's food. Okay, but it wasn't his intention whatsoever. He wants a pshita that's the same din as before the Biochanan. Biochanan said that when he was singeing the head, so no problem with Bishul Akon by the other part of the meat that's softer by the ear. That's okay because it wasn't his intention. So what's added over here? So no, Ma'od the Tema, Hi over Kavla Bishula, Hi Sichso Echavin. He was interested there. He was just singeing, burning something. Here he was interested in quote unquote cooking something. His stick, okay, his peg or whatever. So Kamashon, no, it's not a problem. All right. Anyway, that's the because he was just trying to not really cook it. He was just trying to strengthen it. Okay, so anyway, that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, which introduces the Goy's intention to this mix. So there are actually different ways to learn that Machlokas Rishonim, how to learn, and that's what comes to Sif Hei, Machlokas Rishonim, how to learn this this issue. Okay, well, what emerges here? If you look in the Rosh in 16, the Rosh Avodah Zarah Perek Beis Siman Lamed Aleph, the Rosh quotes the Gemara. He quotes Behilchos of Alphas Kosam, cover be Yisrael Kara me Kara Shapir Domi. But it was self usher. The Rosh quotes the Rif that this only works where the Jew had put his Kara, his, you know, his sweet potatoes, gourd, whatever, his zucchini, whatever, put it in beforehand, me Kara, before the guy lit the fire for his purposes. But it was self usher. Afterwards, no. Okay. Obviously, and I'm not talking about where, you know, where the Jew put it in, because what the we already learned I mean, what's the matter with that? The guy put his lit it up, and I put my thing, and that's okay. I cooked, I put it in. Elahaki kamar the b'sof bosa the shod they overcome six latuna kodem shehavi aish lahavi. The guy put the peg in, but he didn't light the fire yet. And now you put your squash in. Now the guy lit the fire. That's where Tom, that's where he's basof. Okay, that's the problem. The Rosh, the way he learns the sugya, the Rosh says we only make makel in this situation when the guy was not even aware that there was Jewish food in, Jewish owned food in there, then we're makel. But if the Jew put it in, you know, the guy put his stick in, and then the Jew threw his food in also, and now the guy lit the fire, that is going to be a problem of Bishul Akon because the guy is aware that there's food in there at that moment. If the guy put his thing in and lit the fire and then he left, and the Jew threw in the okay, that's not a problem. Okay, but the Rosh, the way the Rosh learns the sugya, again, it's Perk Beis Siman Lamed Aleph. The way the Rosh learns the sugya, the problem is. When the problem is with, that the guy did not know the heter, the kula is when the guy was not aware that there was Jewish food in there. But if he was aware, then it's a problem. So that's a limitation. Other Rishonim, the Ran, the Rashba don't seem to agree with this limitation. The Ran on that riff in Avodah Zarah, it's Daf Tes Vav Manalef on the page of the riff 17. Okay, treat me so and so and so forth. And he quotes, this Gemara and so on. But towards the end, he writes, "Avol Rav Fasi's al Hosik Avol B'Sof Aser Lefizem Mashma De Mikara De Ichven Ove Kacham L'Shur Sichta U'Baser Hachad Mechaven L'Vishula Aser." Okay, but he says Ve'Ena Mechuber. He says, "I don't think I agree with that." He seems to say, and we'll read the Rashbos a little clearer here. He said, it depends on the goy's kavana. If the goy's kavana was to cook something, okay, then it's going to be a problem of bishul akum. Okay, it's not on knowing that the kara, the food, was there. Look in the Rashbo, in the Bayer Sa'orach, by his Gimel Shara Zion, 18. Ve'heichad nispashay n'orchay im lo niskavein ov kochom levashel, then it's mutter. Shalo osu ela bish niskavein hanochri levashel. Okay, I'm niskaven levashel tavshel shalom. Feel alone niskaven levashel tavshel shalom. Nisbashel tavshel shalom emela. Also, the ha'ika kavanas tavshel biyad anochri. It's not so much knowing that it's in there. Is it his kavana? What does the guy have in mind? That's what emerges from there. Okay, so a little bit of machlokas yishonim, how to learn that sugan of Rozar. The Rambam, Nichos Machlokas Asuras, Perek Yitzayin, Alokhi Yates, 19, writes, Akum shabishel, velo niskaven levashel. If his intention was totally something else, then it's mutter. Okay, but Ketzer Akum Shehitzis or Ba'agam Kedela Haver Achotzer Nisbashu Chagom Arelo Mutarin. He lit a fire in some open area for other purposes entirely, but ended up cooking something else. Chagom, they eat the grasshoppers. Okay, but ended up cooking them, right? There was a campfire or something there that burnt and cooked something else. It's mutarin, but because there was no intention on the part of the guy to cook. The intention was to light a fire for another purpose. It's fine. If you burnt the head, you know, to knock to get the hair off or whatever, singed it for that purpose, then it's mutter because it wasn't intention to cook. But according to the Rambam, and that's what it looks like from the Rashba, that there has to be the goy for bishalakam. It has to be that the goy has intent for the act of bishul, not just lighting a fire. Okay? Has to be intent for the act of bishul, for cooking. The Rosh said he has to know that, he doesn't have to know the food is there. According to the Yisrael, he doesn't know that the food was there. As long as he intended to cook, that's enough. Whereas the Rosh said, no, he has to know that the food is there. That'll be Paskin. So Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Hey here, and some people Siv Hey, 20, Ove Kachom Shabishul Balon is Kavin Labishul Mutter. Like this, she did. Lo niskaven l'bishul ketzer. Over kachom, like the Rambam. Over kachom, she eats his orb ba'agam kedei lahaver chotzer. This bashu bo chagom. He's trying to burn up some stuff in the field and end up cooking some grasshoppers. That's not bishalakum. Wasn't cooking. They don't eat grasshoppers anyway. But I mean, the shraydim would do. That's not called bishalakum because it wasn't intent to cook. Harilu mutarim. Afilu b'akum shalom shulchan malachim. Around here, we don't eat grasshoppers at all. Maybe in some places they put on shulchan malachim. Fine. B'chenim chorchos shalaver ser mutar lechor b'asher azaim shalom. Avol im kivein l'shem bishul kagon shehisik atana levashel bo. He lit up this fire for the purpose of cooking. V'hoya bo basur tchila v'nitzle, and a Jew had put something in there and now it got cooked. Af al pishul kivein l'zeh habasur sharelo yodabo osur. Okay, even though he didn't know about it, the Rashbo Rosh, he only had to know about it. But the Chachamim is passing like the Rashbo and like the Ran. Okay, that it has to be that the goy is mechaven for cooking. Okay, once he's mechaven for cooking, all right, even though he wasn't mechaven for cooking this particular item, even though he was even there, nonetheless, it's still a problem of bishul akum. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. Okay, now we come to Sif Zion, Sif Vav, rather, by Sif Vav Zion, really, which will be the last thing today. Okay. Let's see. We'll do Sif Vav and Zayin. Okay, let's go through it. And this is, of course, the sugya of Yad Yisrael Be'emtza, the Jew involved in the process. How involved is involved? Before, we talked about a Jew sticking something in, the guy didn't even know about it. But now, how much of a contribution does the Jew have to make? We touched on a little bit. Let's see the dinim. So the Gemara says, Anamad Aleph, Lamad Ches Anamad Aleph, 21. Amar B'hudam Rishmul, Hiniach Yisrael Bosa Gabi Gecholim. Jew put meat on coals. And the guy stirred it and saw his mutter. What's the case? If you tell me that the guy, by stirring the coals, did not contribute in any way to the bishul because it was going to cook anyways, shita, of course, is good. El alav, the ilo hafach lo v'boshul, you're going to tell me, no, if the guy had not stoked these coals or turned things, the coals around, the item wouldn't have cooked. So my mutter, why should be mutter? The guy actually made a serious contribution to the cooking. So bishul av dechomnino, that's a regular case of bishul akum, no? So lo tzvicha, the ilo hafach v'boshul b'tarti shoha, we're saying if the guy contributed in terms of saving time, if I would have left it there, I would have cooked in 2 hours. Now that he poked the coals around to raise the flame, so that made it cook faster in 1 hour instead. I might have thought, well, that's going to be Bishul Akum because he did hasten the cooking process. Therefore, he contributed. No, that's not enough. That's not considered to be enough to be a problem. Okay, so says the Gemara on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Okay, that's the Ramon the Gemara Amud Aleph. Lamed Bay is now the other case. Lamed Ches and Bay 22. Ibailu, he niach over kochavim. What if the first case would look back at 21? That was he niach Yisrael basa gabe kochavim uva over kochavim hafachwa. But the Jew put the meat on the guy now stoke the coals or plague the coals. And here we have the reverse on Lamed Ches and Bay 22. Ibailu, he niach over kochavim. The non-Jew put the meat on. V'hafach Yisrael, and the Jew poked around the coals. Mao. Amav nech menach mitzah kavachomer. Gomru biyaro v'chav mutar. Gomru biyaro Yisrael lo kol shekin. Well, what do you mean? What's the Jew did the, you know, cooking. Okay. In the Amav Aleph, we had, even if the guy ended up cooking it, but still, it was mutar. Okay. I mean, hastened the process, still mutar. So the Jew did more of it, certainly. See, it's my nami. Amar Abba Barchan, Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Abba Barchan, Rabbi Yochanan. Again, whoever it was, Bain Shiniach Ovikom Avak Yisrael. Bain Shiniach Yisrael Avak Mutter. The Eino Osir Ache Triloso Vigomro Biyad Ovikom Avim. Okay, it has to be entirely, it's only a problem of Bishul Akum, only when the guy did the whole process. Whether the Jew started and the guy finished, the guy started and the Jew finished, whatever it is, that's not a problem of Bishul Akum. Good? Yeah. So look in the Rambam now. Hilchos Machol Azor's Parakid Zayin, Halacha Tes Zayin, 23. Dogim Tanim Shemochin Yisrael O Akum Harayin Kemoshin Is Bashul Mitzas Bishul Yimson Akum Achar Ken Mutarin because they're already edible. We talked about that. Bechol, here's the key, and we saw this too, but here's it's underlining again. Bechol Shebishlo Yisrael Meat Bishulo. That's the Rambam's Loshin. We talked about that. Meat Bishulo. The Jew did something, even a little bit. Bein Betchila Bein Besof Mutar. Taking care, you've gotten rid of the Bishul Akum as Mutar. Lefichach. He turned the meat over, you know, flip it on the other side. Got to turn it to the other side. Oh, the Hagis, big there, he stirred the pot. Yeah, Hagis is stirring. Oh, that's the din. Okay, so it sounds like the Rambam says all you have to have is ma'at bishul, and that's what it says here now in our Siman Kuf Yud Gimel Sif above 30-24. Kol shebishul yisrael ma'at bishulo. Okay, now the Mechaber adds, look at that, that's good, so far so good. But now the Mechaber adds, 1 second, but he says, Rafilo, and this is going to be a point that the Chorin L'Shach and Taz jump on, the Mechaber adds at the end, Rafilo lo hayom mispashel, even if it wouldn't have cooked, okay, below CO, even if it wouldn't have cooked without the guy's efforts, it's still mutter. So the Taz in Sukkot and Vav says, what do you mean? That's against the Gemara. Right? Look what it says in Sukkot and Vav. Taz, afilo ha'am is on the end of the Mechaber. The first part is fine, but the end it says, afilo ha'am is special. Tamali, ha'isa behediv Gemara. Okay, the Gemara had the case. Okay, the Gemara's case was that if the in that particular case, okay, and then go back in source 21. The Gemara on Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara there said all the guy did was hasten the cooking, right? He made it come faster. 2 hours it was taken before, and now it took 1 hour and so on. Okay, but if it wouldn't have cooked at all, then it's a problem. Okay, and then look again at 21. The Gemara over there on Chesam and Aleph. El alav the ilo hafach lo have boshel amai mutter. Why is it mutter if the food would, if the food, if it wouldn't have cooked without the guy's contribution, so Isn't that a problem of Bishul Hakum? Someone said, no, over there, no, because it would have cooked, it wouldn't have cooked as fast. Mashma, if it wouldn't have cooked at all, then a taka would be Bishul. Or got out of it by saying it's, you know, I might have thought, Ma'od Tema Kuvi, Bishul Milsa, that even hasting, that's also enough. All right, come on, Shlomo, it's not enough. All right. But because all that happened there was that the guy's contribution made the cooking process go faster. It would have cooked anyway. But let's say it wouldn't have cooked anyway. Okay, so the implication is that it would be a problem. So how can the Mechaber say at the end here, Afilu lo hayam ispashal below siyu avet kachavim? Okay, even if it would have cooked without the guy's contribution, the timely ha'isa behed yugmara. El alav, the lo hafi chavikom, lo hava bishal, my mutter. Okay, so I don't understand. All right, so what's the Mechaber talking about? So he has to get out of it. You understand the kasha, right? I mean, it seems to be against the Gemara. So the Taz answers, Kretsch's answer in the third line of 25, the lo ha mispashal karo'oi below sivra kochavim. It wouldn't have cooked properly. Abel, kemaicha ben rusoi have a bushel. Would have been able to eat it out there. Kemaicha ben rusoi is a code word, you know, again from Shabbos, but the Shabbos, but it means, you know, wouldn't have cooked. It would have cooked partially. It would have cooked, you know, he would have been able to eat it out there, chak, but it wouldn't have been as good. Okay. Abel be'emes, belavachi kamal kosher came, chok and sheve. Okay, but Lamaisa doesn't seem like we paskin that way anyway, because we said even if the Jew does a little bit of a contribution, that's already, you know, I mean, if the Jew cooked, just stoked the fire, that's enough. What do you mean? It certainly would not have cooked without the guy's, you know, contribution. So when you're excited, the Hame Sriel, the Shomar Chagor, the Ain Osor, the Chet Chosu, Gomri Arachoma, have Hadar Be Misorazu. He thinks the Gemara, the Taz, understand Akasha, the Taz says the implication of the Gemara is that if it would not have cooked, if it would not have cooked without the goy's contribution, then that's called Bishul Hakum. It was only over there that it would have cooked, this wouldn't have cooked as fast. Then he gives a teretz. He said, well, maybe that's what it means here, it wouldn't have cooked properly. It wouldn't have cooked the way you want it to cook. But the problem is, that's what the Taz goes on to say, but one second, but there's still, okay, we paskin that is law, the way we just read, like the Rambam and so on. All the Jewish has to do a little bit. So, I mean, if all I did was turned over the coals, that's already mutter. What do you mean? That would not have cooked without the guy's kind of guy. Did all the work. He did all the cooking. I just flipped some of the coals around. It's a little bit. That's okay. Okay. So he has to say, but Nirlan is Daiti, the Haim Svirla, I don't know if there's a blank here, but it's at the same time. The Haim Svirlu, the Shaomer Chaka, the Ain Osir Achet, the Eight Philosopher Gomer Chom, Hodder Be Misvarazu, the Afal P, the below of Chom Loham is Bashum, we call Mokom, Caven Tree, Swell Siea, Betrilla, Obisov. Okay, that's Mutter. All right, be near it. So he says, basically, he thinks that the Chabra's right, okay, the Chabra's right, it's Mutter, even if it wouldn't have cooked, but that's why it's against the Gemara. Yeah, it's against what the Gemara first said. But he says the conclusion is not that way. The conclusion on Amud Beis, okay, the end of 22, is Eino Osir Achei Tchiloso Vig Gomro Biyadu Kovim. That's why I printed both Gemaras there, 21 and 22, Lamed Chesed Aleph and Lamed Chesed Beis. That's what the Taz is saying. If you look at the end of the story is that we are making. Okay, that's what he says. Olina Halacha, to conclude the Taz in 25, the Dafka Bebeis Yisrael Yesh Lismocha Kulazud Yesh Chokan Arama. The Samach Kevin Yesh Debas Cholas Mizebet. So he quotes the Taz into that question. Maybe it's a difference in Beis Hakam and Beis Yisrael. The Shach, along Shach and Kohen Ches, also has two other Terutzim. Okay, that he also says again that when the Mechaber Safilo Amis Pasha Below Siyomer Kochavim, he talks about also the throwing in the Kisem. Or the Jew lit the fire. See, the other terutzim to this thing. But I do want to point out, we'll look on the Shach, but look in the Groh in 27, the Biar Groh. So, Kufi Gimel, Siv Kotten, Tez Zayin. Okay. Both the Shach and the Taz try to work out the Mechaber that shouldn't be in the Mysterium of the Gemara. But the Biar Groh writes, the Gemara Mavur Hefech. Okay. Okay. He says, take a look in the Shach, the Mechadish, but the Groh says against the Gemara. All right. So, you have to come on to what the Taz, other Achonim say, the Gemara itself changed their mind. Okay. So that's the just to figure out what the Mechaber meant by that. Okay, good. All right, a little weiter. So the question now is really how much of an effort, how much of a role does a Jew play here? So again, the Gemara there says on Lamed Chesed Aleph on the bottom of the page, go over Lamed Chesed Beis, 28, Tanya Rehachi, Meiniach Yisrael Basar al Agabe Kacholim. Uba Ove Kochomim Umahach Bechbo. Ad Shevoi Sambe Sakness Ambe Samedrish, right? Kept it going, right? Till they came back from Shul. And they said, Eno Choshesh. No problem. Shofesa Sisha Kadeo Kabe Kira. A woman puts a pot on the top of the fire. Uba Ove Kochomim Megisa. And the woman stirs it. Until she comes back from Beis Acheret Mecha Beis Amecha to Beis Akneset. Eno Choshesh. Okay, Shofesas, Shvisas, Kanera, she says, means we put on top of a fire. Anyway, bottom line is, in this particular case in the Gemara, the Jew did the major thing. Right? In both of these cases, the Gemara mentions, on the bottom of Lama Chesam and Alp, go over Lama Chesam base. The Jew did, the Jew put the meat on the, you know, it's interesting, this is a side point, it's a social observation, because it says, Meniach Yisrael Boso Agabi Yicholim. Yisrael, meaning a man, put the meat on the coal. But when it came to the pot, it spoke about the woman. Okay, I mean, to this day, I don't know. You know, most of the time, at least in my home, most of the time, the wife does the cooking, except for barbecues. And all of a sudden, the husband's doing the grilling. You ever notice that? I mean, I'm not saying all the time, but a lot of times, you know, the husband doesn't go anywhere near the oven, near the kitchen, but he's doing the grilling on the barbecue. Okay, anyway, maybe we have a mukkah for that in the Gemara. All right, but be that as it may, getting back to our topic. So, but the point of the matter is that in both of those cases mentioned in Source 28, in that Gemara, the bottom of Lama Ches and Olive and Abrazor, the Jew is doing the main thing. She put the pot on the fire. Yeah, the goy kept stirring it until she came back. Okay, the goy kept an eye on the meat until he came back. But that's certainly not a problem, Bishul Akum. Okay, but what about if the Jew did less than that? The Jew really didn't do much at all. So again, we had the Gemara on Lama Ches and Beis talking about Pasakum 31, Amar Avina, Hilchaso, Harifta, the Shagar Vichav of Yisrael, the Kiriftas Pas, that the Goy put in the oven, but the Jew did the baking. Inami Shagar Sovacham, Inami Shagar Vichav of Avacham, but also he saw the Chatwa Chitu Shapedami. That Gemara implies, at least with regards to Pasakum, to eliminating, to circumventing Pasakum, that anything the Jew did, if the Jew put the bread in, and the Goy lit the fire. The Jew lit the fire, and the Goy put the bread in. Or even the Goy lit the fire and put the bread in, but the Jew did some kind of Chitu in the middle. Right, Rashi explains, Shogo v'chav means hisik patanor, lit the fire, lit the oven. Chetias kachelas mechames motziya chol mankalam. You stir the, soak the coals, so those are more sparks that come out and increase the heat. Okay, but that's, at least by pas, that's not the same as the Gemara said by Bishul. By Bishul, the Gemara says, meniach Yisrael basal gabi kachalim. The Jew put the meat on the coals. Then all the guy did was, he was mahapik boy, he played with the meat, flipped it over, and so on, prevented it from burning. But the Jew did most of the item. Or the woman, the Jewish woman, put the pot on the fire. The guy, the non-Jewish woman, just stirred the pot. So that's a significant role. But you see from the Pas case on Lamed Ches Amud Beis in 31, that even if the Jew did nothing more than chitu gacheles. So that's a question. Is that true by Bishul Akum too? In other words, is any contribution by the Jew, even if it, the Gemara implied, earlier, they had to have a major contribution. Once you have the Gemara Pasakim, maybe you can say the same thing as you say by Bishakim, you say by Pasakim. So the Meiri, on that Gemara Barazar, Lamed Ches Amud Beis, says that that's only by Pas. Far beyond the 33, but Mishnah Shah Pas, Shalom, and Efe, Biad, Obi, Kobim, Bichlaus, Lokosu, but also Mishum, Bishul, Goyim, Tzorach, Shateta, Shah Pas, Sholos, Melochas, Yesh, Bafiyoso, Hesek, Ataner, 1, Afiyah, 2, and Ahipo, Bicholim, 3. Make the fire strong, and so on and so forth. So he says, Kol shenases achas me'eloi de Yisrael mutter. But he writes, ve'afal pi shebebosar u'kedera ein ha'hesek mo'el. Just lighting the fire, says the Meiri, by Bishul Akum, by meat, that eventually that's not helping. By Pasakum, it helps. It avoids the problem of Pasakum. It does not avoid the problem of Bishul Akum. Elim kain, hiniach. Okay, unless you actually put it on a fire, you put the meat on the grill, you put the pot of fleshes meat on the fire. Then that's not a problem of Bishul Akum. But just lighting the fire, says the Meiri, not enough. And the reason is because on the third line of 33, bepas hekilu mipnei chayin nefesh, a bread, a staple of life. And then they have kulas by bread. Okay, now he says v'yeshomim shemuta af pekedera behesek akira oba nochas akedera oba gosusa. He says some are makel even by Bishul Akum, not even by pot of food and not just by bread. Okay, v'nogu achshav lahachlish eitzech lahashlich eitzech rokisa metaner tarav zemos of hevel. Okay, he says really, you know, it's hard to say. Some people are makel v'yesh cholkin lomar she'en kisemol. Not allowed. Elish nispasher aminik b'ka. okay, that some people are makel about it, all right? But anyway, he says, gives you a difference, and he says, it's got to be a koch shayisol, horbo kishar bishulam. It's got to be a Jewish, more koch than the Jew. So the Miri seems to lean to say that the heter of pasakum, that as long as a Jew does nothing more than soak the coals a little bit or somehow contribute to the intensity of the heat, that's enough. He's not so comfortable with that by Bishlak and the Rosh. Well, also, the Bias Aruch Bias Gimel Shar Zion, 34, right? Alpha God, he quotes by, again, talking about by Pasakum, if you do one of those three things we mentioned before, that's enough, including just lighting the fire. But the Rashbo writes before the end of the second line of 34. The Alpha God, the Bishar Bishu Nochem Kol Hecha, the Bishal Goy, Alpha God, the Shogiswal Lomahani. So the Rashbo also makes a chilek. He said, by Bishul, that's not by Pas or Mekel. The Ran, on the Riff of Rozor, Daf Tess of Ovum and Bezid up a Riff, the Masa Inami, Mio Dafka be Pas, Lafisha Shgira Satanar, Himalachim, Yuchedis, Baba Bishar, Tavshilin, Lo. Just lighting a fire is not enough. The Rivash, I quoted the Chuba too. You can look at it in Tafkov, Yodalit. The Chuba's these, we've shown him. Or all of the opinion, look at, skip the end of the Rivash. There's Ein Tzarech Lomar, the Ashokas Kisa Melechud Lomahani. Just throwing a piece of wood, a toothpick in, doesn't help by Bishul Akum. Kimash Nogu Lahate, by Ashokas Akum, Ashokas Kisim. Don't throw an Akum into the fire. Throw Kisim into the fire. Okay, anyway, Haina Bepas Dafka, the Cheshiva Lake, Shigiva Satan, or Kevin Shimakar, by Bishul Ma'at. The Af Behat Zelo is Kimakova. Not everyone agrees that even by Pas. Okay. But they say by Chai Nefesh will make a pass of a Basar Ushar Dvarim Lo. These Rishonim all say not that way. Okay, these Rishonim all say that will not work. However, other Rishonim disagree. The Smak and Agosav in a Peretz. Okay, on the Smak and Simreish Chav Gimel and Oz Gimel. He says on this Gemara B'tchila Hanu Anochas B'tan B'Yadisol Afa Bishul Gomer Hakum Abishul Mutar Inami Agira Inicho Hakum B'Tanar Achisol Masika Tanar. Gam Zemutor, and look what he writes: the lav dafka heser gomor the bechitoi ba almost agi o bezikas kisem kemosher gilan olam. The Smak says no, even by bishul akum, just throwing a piece of wood, a toothpick, whatever, will make. And then that's allowed. That's how the Mordechai also writes in Rabbi Zohar and Sirnas Remes tough lamed aleph says by bishul akum. Also quotes of Achlokas. Okay, yeah. Also, you saw the Shabri Dami. Okay, and therefore it seems to be talking even about Bishul Akum, that it's okay. So it's a machokas Rishonim. As you might have imagined from who winds up where, the Rashbo, the Ran, right, as opposed to the Peretz, the Mordechai, Svarim and Ashkenazim. So this becomes a machokas, the Machaber Ramo here in Siv Zayin, with which we'll finish up here. Siv Zayin, and it's a different opinion between the Machaber Ramo and the Ashkenazim and Svarim. But to this day, Machaber writes, Siv Zayin, Ein Shagiras Piras Havoras, Atanar Mo'elas Ela Bepas. He holds like the Rashbo, like the Ran, just lighting the fire does not help by anything but by bread. It circumvents Pasakum, Abu Bashara Tavshilin, Charmis Bashim, Ein Shagiras Tanar Lorachis, Madam Lamarid, Ela Hanocha Dafka. You have to put the food down. Lafichach, Harotza Levash, Abu Machwas, Betanar Shavakobin, Sorach, Shehite, Yisrael, Amachwas, Latoch Atanar. You got to put the food down on the fire. You got to put the thing inside the oven, the Jew. Okay, the makom roli spashable, but adds the ramo ago. Yesh cholkin. It's really adad lachas eish ochit b'cholam mahani le'inyan bishul kemo le'inyan pas. Mechav ramo has a kula here that applies by bishul akum. Same that applies by pas. Mechay nagin. Okay, b'afilu ochit b'lo kavan amhanamal. Yesh amar afilu ochit yisrael b'lo hishav b'kisem rak akusis hidlika eish me'eish shal yisrael. It was lit from, not from yesterday, but it was lit from another fire that the Jew had lit, like we do on Yontav. He lit from a re-existing fire. That's also good enough. So the Ramah has a big kula, and that's again, two different machokas, regarding Bishul Akum, the Ashkenazim HaMekel, by Bishul Akum, that anything that's lighting a fire is good enough. That's the job of the Mashkiach. And an Ashkenazi restaurant, the job of the Mashkiach is to light the fire, even though the cooks and the chefs are non-Jews, and they're going to put everything in the oven and so on, but the Jew lit the fire, that's good enough. And what the Ramah says at the end, Ryan Sharkus's in the non-Jew, Hidlika Eshmi Isha Yisrael, that also works. Well, that's the whole issue with the pilot lights, which I don't know how the apartments are in Washington Heights. They have pilot lights. The old ovens had what's called a pilot light that was burning all the time. Inside them, a very, very, very small fire. It was burning all the time. Then when you turned on the gas, so it simply moved gas through so that the fire now extended to the burner where you want to cook from, right? But the pilot light was on all the time. I got to be careful. The pilot went out, so we gas would be pouring in. It would be dangerous. That's why today they don't have pilot lights anymore in the newer ovens. So it's what's called electric ignite. You know, you're not ignited to electricity, but they used to have a pilot light. So this ended up being a very good cooler for Bishalakum, because the Jew, at least for Ashkenazim, because you have a Jew light the pilot light, and that pilot would be on all the time. So then when the non-Jew does the cooking in the house, the housekeeper or the babysitter or whatever does the cooking, even if she's cooking from scratch, even if it's all Shulchan Malachim, when she turns on the gas, turns on the burner to cook those items, it's all coming from that pilot light that the Jew lit. And that's exactly what the Ramo says at the end over here. The name of Rama Rutenberg, right? That was a problem. We don't have that today, unfortunately. You know, I mean, unfortunately, this did. Maybe fortunately for safety purposes, but unfortunately, for Bishlakon purposes, today it's electric light. There's nothing on inside the oven at all. Okay, but it used to be. I mean, when I grew up, you used to have a pilot. You know, when I was first married, you used to have a pilot light. And again, so we're back with the Jew lights the pilot light, and then the non-Jew, you know, lights everything from there. But just by turning on the fire, you're lighting from there. You avoid the whole Bishlakon problem. But again, the Mechaber didn't accept this whole kula. The Mechaber said lighting a fire is not enough. That's only by pas. That's how the Taz explains in 14th Sukkot in Zion. He quotes because he actually, I glossed over it, but he quotes the Ran. The Ran, the reason why pas, he has another distinction. He doesn't say about, we said the reason pas is different because it's chai nefesh, a staple of life, important food. But the Ran, I saw it. I mean, I skipped over it on purpose when we read it in the Ran. But back in source 30-35, the tens of the pages are written. But remember, the Ran, the Taz quotes, so I'll read it here. The Ran, Kozma Tam Shigiris, Hatanar Pas Malachim Yuchedis, but special for Pas. Because when you cook bread, you got to get all the coals out before you cook the bread. But other Tavshil, not. Okay? It's not a big issue. We don't know how to do it like that anyway. We have no coals inside. But apparently, with bread, it was different. That's why bread, it's more of a deal to light the fire. All right. But anyway, that's a question of how much you have to do. He says in Sukkot and Ches, Nifuch Beish Bepeh Mahani. All right. Now, anyone's all come on and look in the Shach. Sukkot and Tes, the Shach writes, Chosin is a heter. Achizor, Kishmachat, Kholim, but also Chitu, Yoel, a Sakhara, Ej, Roel, a Mara, Bishul, the Israel. Came out, it should do something that the Israel does to hasten the cooking. I think I mentioned to you that in a Chinese restaurant, a lot of times they have oil and stuff, the fire goes out all the time. Ever go look back in a Chinese restaurant, a kosher Chinese restaurant, fire is always going out. The guy shouldn't relight the fire. The Jew should relight the fire to avoid that problem, unless you have a pilot light, like we mentioned before. All right, anyway, that takes care of that. Just end off, Rav Adi Yosef does have a kula if it's fired them also. Okay, on this. According to the Tshuva, Shal Tshuva is Yechavadas, Chelak Hei, Simon Nun Dalad, 42. We'll finish with this. She'ela, Bate Malon, Umisados, Shebehem yesh mashkiach ala kashrus mitam rabanut rashit amkomit, right? They have a kosher place. Yesh lam tudas kashrut, have a tudat kashrut. Beram ha-tabach, the butcher, the cook, shemivashal as tafshim komos elohu aravi. A lot of times the cooks are Arabs. Okay. El shasoka se'eshel tarabishal v'hafiyah nasas oide Yisrael. But lighting a fire was done by the Jew, by the mashkiach. Shuvah mashkiach ala kashrus. Ha'im muto lecho mitafshim elo lo chashash isur bishul akum. So again, we have a question, the Mashkiach and the Kashas and the Rabbanus, or Rashid some Kamis, and that's the question. So at the end, he writes, Besikum, if you want, you can look up that Shuvah again. It's Chavadas, Chelek, Hey, Simenun Gal. He says, Gama Sfaridim of Bnei Eidos Hamizim, the Eidot HaMizrach, also, Yesh Lama Mashi, Smochu, Lizareach, Lecho, Bate Molon, Umisadosa, Ksherim, Aide Hashkochas, Rabbanus, some Kamis, Afal P, Shatabach, Shavash, Mizbash, Atavshim, Hugoi, Kevin, because Yisrael, who mashkiach halakashus, madlik masmos, aishal tarnu habishul vafir. And he writes in parentheses what I just told you about the Chinese restaurant. Kibo say tzorchli zoyer, she yisrael yachzum yikana. Amach velatzum tavol avro. So, Rav Yosef says it's proper for a svarta to be, but he has coolest for a svarta to rely on this to circumvent bishul hakam also. Question about electric ignite, you know, what if the Jew turns on the electricity? Is that enough? I asked that to Shechta many years ago. You know, the Jew lights the fire in the pilot, that's good enough. So what if now we don't have a pilot light? So the Jew will turn on the electricity. But he felt that that's not enough to avoid Bishalakum because he didn't do anything direct with the fire. You turn off the electricity, there's no fire, there's nothing. It has to be, does something to do with the fire. the pilot light, the fire. That's we talk. That's the language of the Ramah is Eish Ma'adlika Rakshakusis Hidlika Eish Me Eish Shel Yisrael. Here, there's no Eish. I turn on the electricity in my house downstairs with the breakers. I turn on, they don't create any Eish. But that's not the same thing as the look of, like turning on a pilot would actually I create a fire, and now that fire extends to the fire that she's cooking with. But just to turn on the electric ignite would not work for that purpose, it would seem to me. Okay, unless you want to say that any type of role that the Jew plays, any type of role. So, you know, even blowing on the coals, again, that does directly impact fire. Okay, but here it also, the electric ignite enables the fire to come. But again, it seems to be further removed. So I think the practice would not be to rely on that for Bishul Akum. Okay, we'll stop over here.